good. How about the movie theaters that show X-rated films? What do you call those?
Pornographic shows. Mm-hmm. That's about all I know.
Is there a name for such a film that is particularly obscene?
Well, I dare say a lot of them that patronize them don't know what pornographic means, but I wouldn't know, honey, just exactly what a technical term would be.
Well, how about not a technical term, but a kind of a smirking term that men might use? Mm. Would a man say, why don't we take in a blank film tonight?
Never heard it.
Okay. What are some of the city and federal government employees besides firemen and policemen who work in neighborhoods and around the city?
Parks and wildlife superintendent. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, we have our different departments like sewage, water.
Okay, and what do you call
them? Then we have our recreation director. Mm-hmm. He supervises the parks. Mm-hmm.
The people who do the various jobs, that's what we're looking for, the names of the people. For example, city services, are there people who come regularly and perform services at your house of any kind at all?
Well, for remuneration, you know, the ones that read the meter for the electric companies.
Okay, what do you call him?
Meter reader.
Okay. any others?
No, let me see. Well, we have our city sewage, but I don't suppose that poor man has a title.
Mm-hmm.
He just has a hard job.
What about the people who come and pick up your
garbage trucks or garbage men? Mike's calling the garbage man.
Okay. What do you say of someone who is able to gain favors from City Hall, somebody who has political connections? What would you call them?
Well, we say that person or those persons have a political pull.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the only term I know.
Uh-huh. Okay, and
or they stand in with the city fathers.
Okay. What do you call a city employee who doesn't really have any real job to speak of, but that is drawing a salary for just a minimum effort? Is there any such name?
I don't know of anything like that, honey. The manager certainly bears all the responsibility of running the city, and I guess the mayor has the lacy title, but then he too must supervise the council.
All right. What about names for a large food stores here?
Supermarket.
Okay. Now, what do you call the ones that have more than one? For example, if there was an HEB store here and one in another town and so on, what do you call?
Chain grocery or chain store.
Okay. And what about a small individually owned
variety store?
That's
since the beginning of time, when you had a 5 and 10 and a variety store.
Okay. Is there a difference between a 5 and 10 and a variety store?
Well, I think, yes. I think a 5 and 10 is just the beginning of what we know now as Cresses and Woolworths.
Mm-hmm.
And a variety store has evolved into what we would know, and I certainly make no slurring inference to Penny's,
mm-hmm.
but Penny's, Dillard's, and now they're just as fine here in this town as our main